Corinthians 13, beloved. Or really, 1 Corinthians 12. As it has come to my heart. It's the very last phrase of the chapter, 1 Corinthians 12. It's come to my heart in a new way, sitting here, and it's this. That Paul is not setting forth chapter 13 as showing the more excellent way. What he is saying is, I personally, the way I live and what I am shows you the more excellent way. That's what he's really saying. I show unto you the more excellent way. Now, until this morning, you see, this is why you must have the spirit of revelation. In common with everybody else, I suppose, I would have said that 1 Corinthians 13 was the showing of the more excellent way. But it isn't. What he was saying is, what all that I am saying to you, and am going to say to you now, I am showing to you in my life.
Yes.
I'm living it.
Amen.
That's what he's saying.
Right.
It had never struck me until this morning. Let this be a lesson to you, beloved. You must ever come together and worship and love the Lord. For that's when the spirit of revelation operates. Never come together with an itching ear to hear somebody preach, especially if his name is North. Please. You must come just to worship God and let the spirit of the Lord flow among you. And love and worship. And then the Lord will speak and he'll start to reveal things. He claims this as the background, if you like, the necessary atmosphere or the proper conditions in which he will move. Now, I know he can work in the most frigid zone. I know that he can work in the coldest and hardest of atmospheres, but that's not a church. He doesn't expect that when we come together. He expects us to love one another with a pure heart, fervently. And Paul says, I show unto you the more excellent way. Glory be to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see?
Yeah.
And because you see, beloved, this man in verse 3 of chapter 13 had given his body to be burned. You say, well, of course he'd never be burned, but he'd given it up. He'd given it. You will know that they might just as well have burned him as stoned him outside Lystra. It didn't make any difference. And that was years before he wrote this. This is when he started his first missionary journey in Acts 13. He gave his body up. If they had decided to have burned him, it wouldn't have mattered. They stoned him instead and left him for dead. It didn't make any difference. You see, beloved, this is the thing I see. My whole bowels grasp it. I don't know whether you act like this, but this is always my response to all this. I take this in. My whole being feeds on this. If you want to know what I mean sometimes when I talk about feeding and eating, everything inside me grasps it, eats it, takes it. I trust incorporates it, because that's what eating is, into my body, into myself. He'd given his body. You see, this is why, beloved, in the Galatian letter, we've noticed these things before, but let's catch them up with this new thought in our minds. In Galatians 3, and once you have a flash of revelation, it becomes a key to scriptures all over the place. Everything has a new light about it. Chapter 3, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you? There you are. See? He showed them. He showed these people. They saw it with the mind's eye. They saw it, beloved. Now this is it. We've got to show this excellent wife glory. Or if we go on to John, let's stop with one apostle in case we feel that is in the epistle. You all know what I'm going to say. I'm on my own familiar ground. 1 John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we've looked upon, our hands have handled of the word of life. Verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. Chapter 2, the life, verse 2, sorry, the life was manifested. We've seen it, and bear witness, and show it unto you. We show it to you, as Jesus showed it to us. We show it to others. Show it. Not make a show of it. Show it. This is really what Jesus meant when he said, go and do thou likewise. This is what he was saying. Show it. Do you show the most excellent way? Now, you will understand that a way is a life, because Jesus said, I'm the way and the life, the truth and the life. Paul, this was his life. This was John's life. That's why they could preach it. God forbid that I should preach anything I don't show. Save me from it, Lord. So easy to preach knowledge and try and kid yourself. It's life. It's so easy to do this. It's the special snare that preachers fall in for. It's the trap that's ever set for their feet by the enemy. We've got to show this off. Forth, beloved. Oh, praise God. I praise him this morning that he showed me this. I show unto you a more excellent way. In our craze, I might say, to set forth love beyond gifts, we may perhaps universally have fallen into the trap of thinking that the 13th chapter was the all that was meant by it. Nay, beloved, there's just the wonderful prose that is written about it. This poem of love. But to live it, I'm showing it to you, says Paul. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for the terminology of flesh and blood, of action and disposition and tone, of attitude and of the set of a life. thank God for these things that we understand. And bless him, most of all, for Jesus, who is the most excellent way. Amen.